Every Tuesday here on Money News, we do this. I
got work to do. Now on Money News, let's talk business. When business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB, more than money.
And with just a fortnight until the federal budget, the business community is wondering what help could be coming their way from Treasurer Jim Chalmers. And in its pre-budget pulse check for 2024, KPMG has found a fair bit of optimism. It's also found tax reform is at the top of the wish list for Jim Chalmers to tackle, while business owners also expected a toughening in the approach to working from home. So to guide us through the results, I'm joined by Clive Bird, KPMG Enterprise Tax Partner. Clive, welcome to Money News.
Thanks very much, Deb. Thanks for having me.
We hear a lot of doom and gloom on this show about the economy and how people are tracking, but this is interesting. According to mid-market businesses, there's still a fair bit to be optimistic about. That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news. And we've certainly found over many years that mid-market is very resilient. I think we're certainly seeing some headwinds, and it's a less optimistic result than we've seen in prior years. But at the same time, we still have 80% of mid-market businesses expressing some level of optimism and expressing some growth over the next 2 to 3 years. 52% are saying they're slightly optimistic and see 5% growth over 2 to 3 years, and 30% are more optimistic, saying up to 10. But really, the proportion of mid-market businesses that are negative is actually very small, less than 20%, Deb, so it's good news.
Does it all come down to interest rates and the reality, I suppose, that until we start seeing rates being cut, the pressure's still going to be on the business community?
Well, interest rates is a big theme this year, because one of the questions we ask mid-market businesses is what are the major challenges that they face? And they talk about a lot of things, but this year, for the first time, this cost of living theme has come out really strongly. 77% of mid-market businesses say that higher cost of living is reducing demand for goods and services, and therefore it's constraining their growth. 23% say it's a significant factor, and 54% say it's a moderate factor. But to have 3 out of 4 businesses say that cost of living constraints are a big deal, is significant, and they do identify interest rates as well as being the main cause of that.
And we're seeing that in the retail sales figures, softer than economists had predicted out today, that people aren't opening their wallets, they're not spending.
Yeah, no, that's right, Deb. And you can just imagine the impact of interest rates going from, you know, below 3% to above 6% has a huge impact on consumers.
Businesses are also calling for tax reform in the upcoming May budget. And look, I don't think we'll be getting an overhaul. That's certainly not on the table that we've heard in the leaks we've had so far, even though we desperately need some sort of tax reform. But what sort of measures are businesses hoping for to make life easier?
Well, on the tax reform front, they don't say too much about what they want, but what we would say is that almost 50% of mid-market businesses believe we should have tax reform. And I think the underlying thinking there is that we're an economy that relies enormously on personal tax and PAYG. We're an aging population, and we just rely too heavily on income tax. What I think we should be doing is looking at increasing GST and taxing consumption and creating a broader-based tax revenue in that sense, but at the same time supplementing that by reducing income tax. Interestingly, Paul Keating had his 80th birthday not long ago, and he commented that tax rates above 39%, in his view, are confiscatory. And I think we just rely too much on personal tax and not enough on consumption.
If we saw an increase in the GST, though, wouldn't that have a negative effect for a lot of businesses?
Well, what I think we find is that clearly the negative argument would be that all that's going to do is increase cost of living further. And, of course, that's true. But it would absolutely need to be managed with targeted personal tax cuts to fund it. But what it would then do is it would then cause consumption to be taxed more. And when we've got retirees and so forth that are now outside the income tax net, it would mean that we could still broaden the base in that sense by having greater reliance on consumption.
A bit fairer too across the board. And look, there's a lot of talk about immigration this year as well, but it all comes back to the fact that Australia does have a skills shortage. Are companies wanting the government to do more on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at what companies say in terms of the major challenges they face, one of the significant findings is that 45% say that recruiting and retaining people is one of the biggest challenges. And so that whole war on talent is a big factor. And then when you look at what businesses want in terms of measures to address boosting growth, around 40% say they want greater investment in training to address skill shortages. So it is a strong theme, Deb, that comes out in the findings.
And I'm intrigued by what these companies are wanting on remote working or working from home. For a lot of employees, they now consider it par for the course and good luck getting it out of their hands because it's working for a lot of families. But what is the mid-range business market? What do they want? Do they want it to be reined in?
Look, I think by and large, Deb, the hybrid working model is here to stay and is very broadly accepted. So we found that 59% of businesses did not anticipate any change in terms of hybrid work arrangements. There was about a third that said that they would look to increase office participation by mandating certain days in the office. Although I have to say that was more in the larger corporate sector.
Which a lot of companies are already doing.
Yeah. And then there was about 8% or so that said they just wouldn't envisage there being remote work in the future in their businesses.
But good luck with that.
And by and large, you've got 60% that I think are just accepting it.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly changed. COVID's changed that for the long term, I reckon.
I reckon so too.
Shifts. Really interesting insights and always great to get that pre-budget pulse check from you. Clive, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Clive Bird there from KPMG for Let's Talk Business.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Business. When business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB, more than money.